It's so interesting, you know, what happens in Nashville. Like Nicole Witt has been a dear friend of mine for a long time, and we wrote You Ain't Together, you know, so we've had some chart success in Canada together. And I was writing with her one day, and I went over there, and I was basically about how I, you know, was trying to get shows in the U.S. and trying to get it going in the U.S., just trying to find different ways to get out there. And she said, well, you should just join the collective. And I was like, oh, well, what's all that entail, you know? And then it sort of just like snowballed from there. The craziest thing is it's just turned into one of my favorite things in my life. Like I love every artist that's in that. We have Sarah Darling, Michael Logan, Nicole Witt, and they're all we're all really, really great friends. We've been a band now for 4 years, and our shows are awesome. We have music together, and then we have music, you know, and then we'll play Lonely Drum, you know. So it's a lot of fun to just be able to go out, tour in the U.S., play a bunch of soft seat theaters, and build something that's really, really cool and full of talent and full of great music. And yeah, so it's just been a blast. And the new song is the first song that all four of us wrote together, me, Michael, Sarah, and Nicole, and it sounds a lot like it would be something that I would cut, record, and put out, which is really, really cool. Except we're all singing on it now, and we're really excited about it. It's a single that I think is going to do really well here in the U.S. and also all over the rest of the world. So
that's awesome. And I had seen on social media that you had helped Haley Isabel write some new music that she has. How does it feel to see other local artists from Alberta down in Nashville and then getting to help with the songwriting process for them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very blessed to have sort of a lot of passion projects. I just remember when I was a young artist, trying to get connected, trying to get a level up, trying to get in, trying to just, you know, trying everything just to try and make something happen. And I remember being there, and I remember feeling how isolating that was and how hard it was to get in. And I think what's really cool about today's world with social media and less gatekeepers, it's a lot easier for artists who are independent, sort of want to be independent and want to have creative control to do whatever it is that they really wanted. And it's just been such a joy to be able to nurture some of that, you know, and just really help, you know, as opposed to saying you're going to help. That's been a really cool thing over the past couple of years. My wife and I started that company a couple of years ago, taking on many shapes and sizes, and, you know, but it's been so rewarding just to see, you know, just to see what we've been able to do with a lot of different artists. And, you know, Haley is somebody we've just been talking to for a long time, just because she's sort of a very special talent in that I think everybody in the world knows that she's going to do it. And so it's like, you know, how do we help, you know, where can we fill in what's sort of necessary, and what are the things that she needs to keep going? And, you know, she's expressed a lot of interest into songwriting and learning the art of songwriting. And I think there's no better place to do that here in Nashville. So we've been lucky enough to work with her and get her set up with some rides here in town, and see what we can do to help her along.
That's so awesome. I love how it's just people helping people that have the same passion. I think that's awesome. And like, because when I think of local Alberta talent that has made it big, I really do think of you. Like, I knew about your music before I even got started in the country music industry, before radio. Like, I think you've really made a staple for yourself. Do you have one of those I made it moments?
Oh man, I mean, I feel like I have a lot of them. There's a lot of different things, and I hope I continue to, you know, it's over the years, you know, when you look at my, and I really appreciate you saying that, and thank you for thinking of me. I think over the years you have certain moments that sort of stick out, but to me it's, you know, much like all of this stuff, is it ends up, all these things just end up becoming a part of the journey and the ride of the roller coaster of being a country music artist. I mean, there's extremely high highs, and then there's very low lows, and it's not for the faint of heart. You know, I work with a lot of young artists and a lot of people that are just trying to make it, and it's so good for me to touch that, you know, in my world, because it puts me in a place of gratitude for exactly how far I've actually come, because, you know, I can see firsthand what some of them have to go through, and I remember going through it myself. So as far as, you know, like any aha moments or anything like that, I don't know. Like, I, you know, winning a CCMA was huge for me, and that was almost 10 years ago now, which is so crazy. crazy to even say. But, you know, I'm just so grateful to still be kicking around and still be relevant and putting out music and then helping others put out music. You know, I've just sort of found a nice little business that we can operate and we can actually help. You know, there's so many big things, small things, but I think, you know, ultimately, you know, that CCMA win was sort of the most validating thing I think I've, you know, ever had. And so, you know, because I've always wanted to just leave my mark on the industry, and I was actually able to do that.
Let's talk about your song, Said No Redneck Ever. That is now top 40 in country radio.
Yeah.
How does it feel having it be such a huge hit here in Canadian radio?
It's crazy. I've had number ones before, and this, there's just something super special about this song. This song reminds me of like my family and how I grew up. And so I think that like for me to have something that's so real to me do so well, you know, I think as an artist, I mean, Lonely Drum for us was like, it was a total moment of like when we released it, we're like, everybody, the eyes are going to love this or hate it, you know? And it just so happened that everybody loved it and still loves it. And, you know, but I think like as an artist or as a writer, and you try, and I think there's a point in your career where you're like, man, I just want to go back to like my roots and like what I grew up like and what I, you know, and just sort of dig even deeper as an artist, and not be so surface level and so catering to whatever the audience wants. And so for me, like, I love this so much that it's doing so well. It's actually so funny. Like the real truth of it is like up until the beginning of this year, like I kind of thought the song was going to be done. And like, for whatever reason, the new year came and we just started, you know, people started adding it more and it started to do really well. And now we're top 40. So I kind of feel like I'm living in an alternate universe, because I just thought the song was going to be over and done with. But clearly, you know, country radio has wanted to play it this whole time. And it's so great now that I think we put it out in August of last year. So when you talk about how long that takes, you know, it used to never take that long. So it's amazing. And it continues to do really well for us. And yeah, we'll see where it takes us. It's super exciting.
Country Music Alberta Awards. Those are coming up next month already. So crazy. And you're going to be performing there, but you've also been nominated for Male Artist of the Year. How does it feel to be nominated at the Country Music Alberta Awards, like your hometown?
Yeah. I mean, it's the best ever. I mean, I love coming home to Alberta. I mean, we played Cook County on the weekend, like I said, and I don't know what it is. It's just, I mean, it's home, I guess. I love being able to come back to Edmonton and back to Alberta and see everybody and connect with everybody and, you know, see what everybody's doing. It's always so great to catch up with everybody. As far as Male Artist of the Year, I mean, I'm just truly humbled and honored to just still be in that category. And, you know, I think I'm in it with some of the best of Alberta, with the Gord Bamfords and, you know, Dan Davidsons and Brett Kissels and all those guys. And I've been fortunate enough to win that thing like four times or something in the last 5 years. I don't know. It's crazy. And it just, I think it just goes to show the amount of, you know, respect I've been able to sort of garner just by, I'm sort of like the guy who never gives up. And I think that that's won it so many times. I think that I get recognized for that. I'm just so grateful. Like I love all those people there, anybody who kind of votes for me and, you know, continues to like and love what I do. I'm like, it's just, I'm just truly grateful, honored. Love coming up there. I love that I get to play on the show this year. I'm super pumped. Yeah. It's just going to be so much fun to get there and see everybody and hug everybody and honestly just cheer everybody on.
Yeah.
You know?